I made a mistake. I'm always trying to figure out what the right choice and the wrong choice is. I get caught in my head constantly. Can you actually make a mistake? Can you actually get it wrong? Can you actually get it right? Let's get into it.
Welcome to the Crystal Crawford Show. I'm Crystal Crawford, and I invite you to a deep exploration of the tools of access consciousness and a totally different way of being.
Oh, you guys, this is a big conversation. Hey, everybody joining me live on Instagram and live on Facebook. This is Getting It Right is a Trap. Can you actually make a mistake? How many of you guys include, I'm raising my hand because I'm already included in this, spend a lot of energy trying to get it right? Okay, so this conversation is huge. This is everything. This is every creative creator everywhere is trying to spend a lot of energy getting it right. And on top of that, if you think you can get it right, then you also think you can make mistakes. And I know this is a confronting, inflammatory conversation because this flies in the face of all morals, all ethics, all religion that says there is a right and there is a wrong. But what if there isn't? Hang with me. We're going somewhere good. As many of you know, spent the last 3 years traveling to Latin America. Someday this example is going to be old. I won't use this anymore. But since Andres and I have arrived back to North America, there's been a lot of energy spent going, you know, why did we do that? Especially since we landed in London, Ontario. We had a beautiful house, a beautiful home, all kinds of things that we liquidated to go there. And then when we got there, it wasn't what we thought. So I'm reinvigorating my use of the tools in the last 3 or 4 days. And I'm going to tell you how that's affecting me because it's amazing. But one of the biggest things that I needed to reinvigorate was this thing of like, did we actually make a mistake? Now, what do you have to have activated in your universe for you to think that you made a mistake? You have to think that there was a right choice and a wrong choice, and you made the wrong choice. So you already have to be living in this universe where there's right and wrong. And if there isn't a right and wrong, then what is there? And what's really true? I dove deep today into chapter 3 of the 10 Keys of Total Freedom, living in 10-second increments, and that's the tool. The tool is living in 10-second increments. Now, how many of you guys are like totally baffled by this tool? And if you guys are watching live and you want to comment and tell me hi, I love it. Tell me. I've read this chapter 100 times. I have a study series on this chapter, but today I forced myself to read it with brand new eyes because I'm brand new. What I can tell you is that in the last 72 hours, I made a different choice. I was like, I am going to live from and use the tools again and create my life, whatever it takes. And since then, guess what? I've been more space, more ease, more happiness, more ease of choosing. And I got why after reading this today. Let's jump into what this is a little bit so that you can have some context for where we're going. This third key to freedom. Remember, we're talking about total awareness and total freedom. Do any of you raise your energetic hand if you ever get yourself tied up in making the right choice? Are you free if you're trying to make the right choice, or are you trapped? So if you're trying to make the right choice, where do you have to live? You have to live in your head. You have to judge. You have to judge what's wrong and what's right. You have to go into all of these realities to figure out what's going to get you the result that you want. There's all these different things that you have to do in order to achieve rightness. And then on top of that, if you're doing rightness, then you have to prove that you were right. So you have to then continue to... And so let's say you chose something and it didn't work out the way you thought. Anybody heard me talking about that lately? Didn't work out the way you thought, didn't create what you thought it would create. So obviously I went to a bunch of conclusions about what I thought that was going to do. And then it showed up completely different. And I felt slapped in the face with a big fish tail. And so I went to a bunch of conclusions. Those conclusions didn't turn out to be the result. What showed up was what showed up, and I navigated the best I could. So lost my point. But this is about living in 10-second increments. Now, I see a lot of people going, this tool is not one I use a lot. I find it really difficult to use, and I get it. So let me break this apart for us, okay? This is Dane. You hear about having infinite choice in access consciousness. By the way, you are an infinite being with infinite choice. Now, when I first heard this, I could not get it with my mind, which is funny because it's not a mind tool. It's a tool to teach you how to choose. I'll get there. Hold on. So you hear about infinite choice in access consciousness and you kind of doubt it. And then you live your life and you doubt it. And then you see what other people choose and then you really doubt it. So we all have the idea that infinite choice can't really exist. And if it does exist, why the fuck would I pay attention, essentially, is where we go. Even in the face of total awareness and consciousness, you would still believe that infinite choice can't exist. And so this is Gary now talking. He goes, we keep trying to come to a conclusion about a right choice or a wrong choice. Hey, everybody. We think that if we eliminate mistakes in choice, that we will have more choice. That's not the way it works. So we think if we would eliminate mistakes in choice, we would have more choice, and that's not the way it works. The 10-second increments of choice, so you have a new choice in every 10 seconds, gives you infinite choices for infinite possibilities that could create something greater in your life than you've ever had. Now, how many of you guys kind of zoned out at that point? You're like, I don't even know what that means or how to apply this. I'm going to make this actionable for us. Stay tuned. Gary goes, in order to choose right or wrong, which is where you have to live if you've made mistakes. Anybody of you guys feel like you made mistakes in your life? Married the wrong person, moved to the wrong place, quit things when you should have kept going. Like how many of your, raise your hand if your list of mistakes is longer than the things that you think are right about you. The things you think are wrong with you is bigger than the things you think are right about you. Okay, if that's you, this is for you. So Star says, if you have difficulty choosing, then every 10 seconds would be a lot of choosing. I'm going to get to that, Star. So we think that if we eliminate mistakes and we go to right and wrong, that's going to work, right? But to do that, we have to judge. Remember in conversation one, living beyond judging you, where I talked about judgment is the thing that kills. So we go into the thing that kills us to try to get it right. How many of you guys tend to live in your head when it comes to choosing things and you're like trying to triangulate and figure things out and it starts to hurt? But when you allow yourself to just be and you choose things and it's really, really fun, stuff shows up kind of as if by magic. That's what I've changed in the last 72 hours. I literally was like, I am going to take it moment by moment in my business and in my life. Hi, everybody. And I'm just going to choose the next thing. That's what I gave myself permission to do. I'm just going to choose the next thing. I'm going to stay really present. I'm going to choose the next thing. I'm going to stay really present. I'm going to choose the next thing. Before that moment in my business, I was in my head constantly trying to keep myself at a certain fixed point so I could speak to a certain fixed person so I could do things, fill in the blank, right? So, I mean, that's not the only time I've done that, but so in order to choose right or wrong, you have to judge. That's exhausting. And that kills. That kills your business. That kills money. That kills you. That kills your body. And when you judge, you automatically eliminate choice. You eliminate possibility. Judgment eliminates all possibility. So what is possibility? Possibilities are those effervescent molecular energies that are possible. I want you guys to look at an area of your life where you either think you've made a mistake or you feel like something is impossible. It can be around money. It can be around business. It can be around your business growing. It can be around you and your body. What is it that you feel like is impossible? Now ask yourself this question. Are you giving yourself as much choice with that thing as you could? Yes or no? So anytime something feels impossible, like this is never going to change, there are a series of fixed points there. It's just fixed. That's it. So it's like this, and it could be standards that are fixed in place. It could be things that you could never, ever do with your life that are fixed and in place. So it makes this thing impossible. Anything that is made impossible, there's no possibilities in it. It's just impossible. But would an infinite being live from impossible or something else? Infinite being, infinite space, infinite possibility would just choose things. And those choices wouldn't be significant. They wouldn't have a right or a wrong. They would just be choices. So in order to choose right and wrong, you have to judge. Now, here, this somebody goes into, like, I had this flashback to when I was a kid, and my mom said, if you touch that piece of food or anything in that store, you have to keep it. That's it. That's all you get. You have one choice. That's all you get. And so a lot of, like, was anybody taught that, like, once you made your choice, that was it? You couldn't make another choice. There was no changing your mind. Anybody taught inflexibility? I was taught inflexibility in right and wrong, very dynamically. I was raised in a very religious house. Kiana says, what about accuracy versus rightness? I don't have a need to be right, but I insist on accuracy. It's super sticky energetically. So I would wonder about, let me just show this comment on the screen so you guys can read this. What about accuracy versus rightness? Well, the only question that I ever ask myself when it comes to questions like this is, how much judgment do I have to use to determine accuracy? Do I have to use a little bit of judgment or a lot of judgment? Anything you have to use judgment to support is going to limit you and kill your body. Why? Because we don't naturally do judgment. We are natural beings. Do you see the earth out there? Like, I'm looking out here at, well, you could look at this plant. This is a beautiful plant. This is a fake plastic plant. But I'm looking out there at the grass. Does the grass do accuracy or something else? Does the shrubbery do accuracy or something else? So does the grass do mistakes or something else? So if the grass dies in a location, right? Let's say I choose to put sod, which is grass, in a place where there's not a lot of topsoil, not a lot of sunlight, and not a lot of water. That grass is not going to do very well. It's going to die. First of all, does it make me wrong for making a mistake? No, but I might make myself wrong for making a mistake. Does it go into any kind of judgment about the fact that it died in that location? No, it just dies. That's natural. And then it thrives where it can, and that's natural. So a natural space shows you, without even needing to go into a book, what's real and true. The natural world is constantly showing us what's real and true. I am doing this other thing that's invented. Anything that's invented requires megatons of energy to uphold. So accuracy requires a little bit of judgment or a lot of judgment to determine. Then it's just something you might want to look at. It's like, if you actually gave yourself choice and didn't have to be accurate, how much more freedom would you have? And again, this is where the conversation circles back around of, like, do you want to be free? Because that's not something somebody else grants you. That's something you grant yourself. So if you could grant yourself freedom, would you? Or would you make yourself kind of boxed in to make sure what? To make sure what? That you didn't what? Make a mistake? For what reason would you need to be accurate? To make sure that you don't hurt people, that you don't make mistakes, that you don't fuck things up. So what's the underlying point of view about what you have about you? That you will fuck things up and that you do make mistakes and that you don't put enough. And I bet you 100% there's somebody in your past who impelled a point of view in your direction. And it might go something like this. You don't take enough time to make your decisions. You're impulsive. You don't think. And they may not have even said it out loud, but somewhere we bought this point of view that if we are just left free to choose, we're going to fuck this up. We're going to stab somebody in the eye with a spoon on purpose. I might want to do that. But left to my own devices, that's not typically what I choose. So what do we use for that shit? Well, we go back to yesterday and go, interesting point of view. I have that point of view about me. Interesting point of view. I have that point of view. Interesting point of view. I have that point of view. That's where we go. If we want freedom, if you want freedom. So in order to choose right or wrong, you have to judge. So if you can only choose something that you can see or touch, and I'm going to circle this back around to making mistakes, because this is the same universe. We're talking about the same universe here of mistakes. You can only make a mistake if you can do it wrong. And really, this is what Andres and I have been working with ourselves on regarding our choices. Did we make mistakes or something else? Did we need the information that we got? Did we need the people we became through the choices that we made? Whew, that's yes. Like, if you ever want to get more awareness instead of judgment around stuff you've chosen in the past, ask it a question. Side rabbit trail. Let's just go there for a second. How many of you guys need more awareness of what you've chosen in the past? Besides, I really fucked this up. That's just one point of view. Remember we talked yesterday how when you take that fixed point of view, that's all you can see. And so everything then has to be filtered through, I really fucked this up. And if I really fucked this up, I'm definitely going to fuck other things up. And so nobody should leave me in charge of anything. In fact, I'm going to quit my life. This is generally where that goes. I'm just going to stay safe over here in my little whatever and not create and not get out there because I will fuck this up. I will fuck people up. I will fuck that. We all know that. That's the presumptive reality that I'm going to react to because it's true. And I have proof. See, all this stuff ties together. So interesting point of view. I have this point of view about me. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. So if you can only choose something that you can see or touch, how many of you guys limit yourself to the stuff that is proven to work? And this, man, there's no other place that this applies more to than in business. You know, everyone's out there selling you formulas. Formulas. What is a formula? A formula is something that is guaranteed to work. If you use this, A plus B will equal C. If you do it exactly like I did it, and you do it exact, and you are exactly what I am, that part they never add, then you will get this result. You will get what you will get. And it will show up the way that it shows up. And that's how it always goes. But nobody does that because what we are looking for are the answers that we think are going to make our life work instead of the choices that create our life. So 72 hours ago, I changed from trying to create the answer to choosing. Ooh. You know what that created? This thing here that I'm going to talk about. It created this no mind space. Now, we're taught that our mind, that we have to set our mind, right? That's what mindset is. Set your mind and everything else will follow. And if you read ancient, sorry, former authors. If you read ancient texts written in the 40s and the 50s and before, there's a lot about that. Set your mind and your life will follow. Your mind can only control and reference. Your being can do anything. So it's not that mindset is wrong. It's just old and it doesn't really work that well. It takes a lot of effort to set your mind high. So what else is possible? What else is possible? So if mindset is just a shadow of what's available, then what is available? Well, what if we chose to learn and teach ourselves to be an infinite being? Yeah, but that's very undefined and I don't understand it and I can't figure it out with my mind. That's true, but you can practice it. And this key of like giving yourself a new choice in every 10 seconds, learning how to choose is one of the keys to having that. If you can just choose and choose and choose and choose and choose, you're free. Because you're not in anybody else's universe trying to meet their needs and meet their desires. You can ask questions, absolutely. You're not doing all of that. You're not living from what you think you should live or do, or you're living from, well, well, what will this choice create? Let me read a little bit more here. This person is working out this choice thing, the same as the rest of us. And she goes, I've resisted this idea of living in 10-second increments because all my life I've been told that I change my mind like a toilet seat. I'm up, I'm down. I read energy, so I'm constantly changing my mind. I'm trying to decide, here we go, I'm trying to decide whether or not to become an Access Consciousness facilitator and go to Costa Rica. Anybody recognize what I've been trying to choose over the last decide? I've framed it like choice, but I've been trying to decide. Instead of going, okay, if I choose this, does that expand my future and make things better for me? If I choose this, does that expand my future and make things better for me? I'm like, should I stay or should I go? Well, kind of covering that up and going, this is... So here, this person says, one day the choice is really light. One day the next day it's really heavy. I need some help. And so the first thing Gary says, he doesn't even address her question. He goes, what's wrong with changing your mind? So he goes after the judgment she has about herself, which is, I change my mind all the time. And that's a problem. He goes, why is it a problem? Now, why would he go after the judgment instead of her question? Does anybody get that Gary does that all the time? And that's something I picked up on, and that's what I tend to do when I'm facilitating. I go after the judgment. Why would you go after the judgment instead of answer somebody's fucking question? Because the judgment is what's sticking her no choice reality in place. I change my mind all the time, therefore I can't. So what judgment do you have about you regarding choice? I can't be trusted. I'm not enough. I'm going to fuck this up. I change my mind all the time and that's wrong. Like, what is your judgment of you regarding this? And this is where you start to use the clearing statement, because at this point you've made that judgment solid and real. Everything that is times a godzillion, I destroy and uncreate it all. Time, right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, povids, and beyonds, the clearing statement at clearingwithcrystal.com. So he goes, you're trying to choose, and tell me if you recognize yourself in this, based on yes, I want to go, or no, I don't want to go. Two choices. You're not choosing from what will this choice create? You need to ask, if I choose this, will it expand my reality and make everything better for me? And she goes, I see, I'm not asking the right question. And he goes, yeah, you haven't taken the next step, which is asking, what will this choice create? The whole idea of 10-second increments of choice is to get you to recognize that every choice creates something. Now, previous in the episode, somebody said, a couple people said, this is not a tool that I use a lot. I find it really difficult to use. Star said, and I'm going to show this on the screen, if you have difficulty choosing, then every 10 seconds would be a lot of choosing. Well, yes, and the truth is that we are choosing things all the time. We just don't recognize that we're choosing. We actually don't get present that every single hand movement, moving of my mouth, grabbing of my iPad, looking at the thing, speaking words out of my mouth, that these are all choices I'm making. Choosing to create this episode was a choice I'm making. Choosing to dive into this book was a choice I'm making. Putting one foot in front of the other and turning the coffee pot on. All of those are choices we're making. But because we aren't present with ourselves and we aren't present with that every single thing that we've got going on is a choice we're making, we are living in our head either in the past or in the future, trying to figure it out. So in reality, we're just not present. But how do you teach someone to get present? So why aren't we present? Because I am aware of what everyone else needs and what everyone else wants and what everyone else requires and desires. And you have no clue what you want and what you require and desire, because you say, I could choose anything. And it's true that you could choose anything because you're willing to have more than other people are. Did you hear that? You can choose anything because you're willing to have more than what other people are. Most people spend their lives trying to eliminate choice, so they just have a limited menu. Please don't give me a big menu. I just give me a choice between two things because I don't want to have to get present. And that's really the thing that we avoid. We just avoid getting present. And why? Well, because in the beginning, getting present with everything that you're choosing takes work. And I was laughing at myself today because I really, for the last 8 months, I'm like, ugh. I don't want to work anymore. And let me tell you for what reason I chose that. Because I've been working for 10 fucking years on creating my reality, and it has worked. I have been happier, made more money, been able to travel, been able to live, been happier than anybody around me. But in the last 3 years, I did something else. I just did something else. And I could go into what that was, but I can tell you the results, which is like I gave up my stretch and my pursuit and I traded it to try on limited reality. It's kind of a long time to try it. But if you put it into perspective of an infinite being, is 3 years a long time or is it a bleep? So we got to put things into perspective and look at. Most people spend their lives trying to eliminate choice so they have a limited menu. They're only willing to go to McDonald's, for example, because they know the menu there. They choose not to go to other places to try new things. Please just keep my reality small. So we make then with infinite choice, we just make it into a fantasy. We don't even attempt to make it actionable. And I'm going to tell you how to make it actionable. This might be a little bit of a longer episode. So we make it into a secret agenda that we can't ever figure out. I can't figure this out, so never mind. Gary goes, you won't make a choice unless you know what the result is going to be or how it's going to affect somebody else. But why would we do that? Why would we just not make a choice unless we're like, I'm not going to move unless I know what that movement's going to create? Because underneath it all, we're 100% sure that if we choose freely, we're going to what? Fuck it up. Interesting point of view. Hi, Melanie. You won't make a choice unless you know what the result is going to be. You don't ask the question, what will this choice create in my life? So in making this actionable, I'm faced with a few things here. Number one, for me to really learn to choose again, to restore that ability, to restore that awareness of what just choose is, one, I gotta be willing to let go of my mind. I'd be willing to be happier than everybody else. I'd be willing to have no structure in my world and go, oh, well, I can just, whatever. I can't fuck this up. I can just choose stuff and I'll get awareness. But because we don't do that, we end up having a tiny little universe with very few things going on because we've eliminated so many of the choices that are actually possible. And we limit our universe to a tiny sphere of influence that we can control rather than the infinite choices that are available. So you can either buy that your family and the people that are around you are right and there is just a few choices for you, or you can choose for you. Now, choosing for you, we make that really significant. I've heard a lot of people go, I'm going to choose for me. And I'm always like, what is that? What does that mean? Well, what if you just for a moment just got really present with your body and just chose the next step and chose the next step and didn't move a muscle until you chose it. And you start teaching yourself that a choice really isn't as significant as you made it. And it's not as significant as everybody else is making it because moving my hand doesn't really mean anything. That this means that my karma is coming back to me in another life. We make our choices really meaningful. And if you start recognizing that every single thing that you do is a choice, then it stops being meaningful. And then guess what you have? for freedom. So, can you really make a mistake? Or can you only make a mistake if you judge what you've chosen in the past? So, how much energy are you using to judge what you've chosen in the past are you choosing? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy it and uncreate it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, online, shorts, boys, povids, and beyonds. Go to clearingwithcrystal.com to find out what that crazy statement is. So I want to wrap this up with, oh God, this is so big too. This chapter could be 8 videos. Do I read this? This is Dane talking. I'm going to wrap with this and then speak a little bit more about making this actionable for yourself so that you can start to grok it, because this key is grokking is going to, okay, blah, blah. Before I got to 10-second increments of choice, I always felt like I somehow had to look into everybody else's negative world to determine what I needed to do or be so that they would not have to deal with the negative things that they had to deal with. Anybody ever looked around in the worlds of the people around you going, if I can just say the thing that will get you to choose the thing, then you won't be unhappy and then I can be happy? I've only done that for like the last 48 years. Seriously. Seriously. I thought that if I could somehow take the negative out of their world, then I wouldn't have to be negative, nor would they. So I spend all my energy and all my time in the last 3 years trying to take all the negative out of the entirety of Latin America so that I could be happy. I got really, really tired. And that's a whole episode of allowing people to have what they're choosing. But oh my gosh, so there's no, this is what Dane said. There's no ease in that point of view. No shit, Dane! So was it a mistake? There's a constant state of judgment in it. Gary goes, yeah. And you're always trying to choose based on other people's needs, wants, requirements, and desires. And guess what? Other people have a lot of those. And they kind of just keep going on and on and on and on forever. And they're not going to stop having needs, requires, and desires just so you can have a break and learn infinite being. So you're always trying to choose based on them, but never on you. What do you want? What would create something for you? What would be the space that you want to live in? You get to choose that. And this key starts to show you what it could be like to choose that. Instead of living in everyone else's reality, you start just focusing on your feet. I really invite you to do this for a full day, and then I'll wrap this up. Literally focus on your feet. Don't take a step unless you're choosing it. Don't grab your keys unless you're choosing it. Don't do anything unless you're choosing it. Like, force yourself for 5 minutes just to choose every single thing in that 5 minutes consciously. And see if you can maintain anything from the past or anything from the future, or if all of your energy is going into what you're choosing in that moment. Now, that's the beginning. The second part of it is going, look, starting to look at everything I choose is just a creative element. So what if instead of trying to figure out if it's the right choice or the wrong choice before I choose it, which is going to take all my energy, I just look at the choices I have and go, well, does it make my life better? And I lead myself forward into what's going to make my life better. Because that's my job. That's my only job, because I want to do that. But what about the people around you? Well, what would it be like to let them have what they're choosing? And to just for a day, let yourself practice what you can choose. To actually gift yourself you in that way. So what would it be like today to not trap yourself in needing to get it right, but to really start to form a different awareness in your world about what just choosing could be like for you? Would you be willing to have that much no mind? Would you be willing to have that much space? Be that much space? Would you be willing to be that different? Just for 5 minutes. You don't have to do it for your whole life if you don't want to. Would you be willing to be that free? And if you're not willing yet, what would it take to be willing? Share this with a friend who fucking needs this, who's got them all tied up in knots, trying to get it right. Like and subscribe so other people can find this. Go to infinitebeingschool.com if you need more. And thank you for being you, and thank you for being here with me. And I'll see you in the next conversation.